Kilime, hey, hey. Mishnah 5:5. We had said in the previous parak in Mishnah Hey that if one plants grains or greens in the avodas hakerem, in the work area around the kerem, those four amos outside of the vineyard, then it will be mekadesh, render forbidden to get benefit from, two rows of vines. And we had some details over there. You can look in Mishnah 4:5. Here we discuss the case of what happens if one plants grains or greens inside of a vineyard, deep inside the vineyard. So the basic principle is going to be, and it's very straightforward, that if you plant grains or greens in a vineyard, everything within a 16 amma radius of what you planted becomes asr bahana, forbidden to get benefit from. The Mishnah is pretty straightforward beyond that point. It just simply will say, to do the math for you, and we'll say if you plant your vines at a spacing of four amos apart in a grid, so then it just does the math for you and says if you plant some greens directly at the base of one vine, and it adds up the total of 45, it'll say that if you do the math, you'll see there are 45 vines within a 16 amma, not including 16 ammas, but up to, but not including 16 amma radius of that particular green that you planted at the foot of a vine. So it just adds it up to the total number 45. I'm going to send a supplement with a picture and even an Excel sheet so you can see how the numbers are derived and so on and so forth. And it's very straightforward. The Mishnah will go on to say if there's 5, 6, or 7 amma spaces between each vine, how the numbers shake out. Everything is very straightforward. There's one small hitch. If you actually run the numbers, as you can see in that Excel sheet or in the PDF I'll send also, the 5x5 case doesn't actually work out mathematically. The numbers don't add up. So to resolve that, there's been many ink spilled. You'll see, for example, the Bartonura, his approach to this mission is very long, etc. I'm going to take the approach of the Tosos Yom Tov. Tosos Yom Tov's approach is straightforward. It's simple. It solves all the problems. And that's how I'll explain it. And his resolution is very simple. The 4x4 amma spacing and the 6x6 amma spacing and the 7x7 amma spacing cases all work out mathematically just fine. And I'll read them over to you and you can see the numbers if you want to do the math. Just takes a bit of Pythagorean theorem and you're done. And that's fine. The case of 5x5, the Mishnah will say it's the same as if it were 4x4. If you run the numbers, you see there are actually fewer vines in a 16 amma radius if it's 5x5 than if it were 4x4. The real number, according to the Mishnah says it's 45 vines. If you run the numbers, it comes out to 37 vines. Tosos Yom Tov answers very straightforwardly that there's just a din derabanan, a gezeira, since it's not so easy to tell the difference between 5x5 spacings and 4x4 amma spacings between vines, we treat them the same and will in both cases render 45 vines total, asr bahana. That's the Tosos Yom Tov solution and the most straightforward solution out there. It also, although there's, to the best of my knowledge, and there's no one else before the Tosos Yom Tov who suggested such a thing, the structure of the Mishnah, as you'll see, is very much consistent with and supportive of that approach. So with that said, I'll read the Mishnah to you, and you can look at the supplement in the Excel sheet, etc., as much as you want. The Mishnah reads, Hanotea yarek bakerem omakayim. If a person plants a vegetable inside a vineyard, or he maintains some kind of vegetable inside a vineyard, for these numbers to work out, we're understanding that the cases that this vegetable is planted directly at the foot, like almost touching, let's say touching a vine and the trunk of a vine, and those, now the vines in this vineyard are planted very, very consistently at a regular spacing, as is the case really in vineyards anyways. So in such a scenario, the Mishnah says, Hare ze mekadesh arba'im v'chamesh gvanim. In such a case, there will be a total of 45 grape vines, meaning, vines. The trunks of 45 vines will be within a 16 amma radius of that vegetable that was planted, and therefore a total of 45 vines will be rendered asr bahana, forbidden to get benefit from. Hey Masai, when is that true? Bizman shayo netuos al arba amma, al arba arba, or al chamesh chamesh. That's true, provided that the vines are spaced apart equidistantly at a spacing of 4 amos apart or at 5 amos apart in a nice neat grid. Hayu netuos al sheish sheish or al sheva sheva. If, however, they're spaced six amas apart one from the next, or seven amas apart one from the next, raise in Mekadesh, Sheshasra Amma, Bekol Ruach, it still renders 16 amas radius in all directions, forbidden. Agulas lo murubaos, we're talking about a what we call in English a radius, so that means, you know, a circle. You draw a circle around a point, the distance from the point to all the edges of the circle is called the radius, so we're talking about being 16 amos, as opposed to a square. Many times in the Torah, I don't want to get into that right now, but many times when we say things like, you know, on Shabbos you can't carry four amos, so we actually, believe it or not, mean a square and not a, you restrict it to a square with of a side of four, as opposed to a circle with a radius of four. It gets a little complicated. I don't want to get into it right now, but the point is many times we measure things in squares as opposed to circles. Here, however, it is specifically a circle, a radius of a circle, nothing rectangular. So that's the case. And that's all Mishnah. So now, if you look, you see the Mishnah structure that it says, just now I'm going to tell you, in support of the Tosi Yom Tov. The Mishnah has two separate cases, if you will. The first case is 4 and 5, and the second case is 6 and 7. And in the 6 and 7 case is where it says the general rule of 16 amma radius, which suggests that the former 4 and 5 case isn't being governed by that 16 amma radius general rule. And that's how the numbers then work out, that both 4 and 5 amma spacings is a total of 45 vines. We don't differentiate between 4 and 5, even though really 5, if you run the numbers, comes up to 37 vines. Just a couple of points of clarification. Number one is that the numbers actually are only work out if you plant the green directly at the base of a vine, and if the vines are perfectly, you know, spaced after that, like a grid, neat grid. If you would plant the green somewhere in the middle between two vines, then you can actually, the circle shifts, the center of the circle shifts, and you can capture, in fact, even more than 45 vines in the circle, and then you'd be back to the general rule, I assume, of 16 amma radius, simple as that. I'm not sure, to be honest, how that would work with 5x5 spaced grapevines. The second, just ha'ara, is that the Mishnah doesn't go on past 7x7, because at 8x8, the Yerushalmi says it wouldn't be Mekadesh anything anymore, meaning if there's 8 amma spacings between the vines, nothing gets ruined, says the Yerushalmi. You'll note that we've discussed in the past previous Rishonim the possibility of a vineyard that's spaced eight almost apart, one to the next vine, still has a din of a kerem, but apparently, although it has a din of a kerem, it's treated as a vineyard. If one would plant greens in such a wildly spaced apart vineyard, it would not actually be the Mekadesh, it wouldn't render the vines distant from those greens to be Asur Bahana, forbidden.